Sorry, I'm going to tell us a story of the little mouse and the old tomcat in the Moorbattle dialect. And the date is August 23rd, 1939. Right, Mr. Curry?
No, Jimmy, this is a story about a little moose in an old cot. There was once a little moose that lived in a great big brewery. Yea, night it was roaming round and having a look round to see what it could find. And it told into a great vat or yell. It swam round and round and was very nearly being drowned when an old tom cot poked up its feet. Now the moose said to the old cot, if you'll only help me to get out of this vat of beer and give me 5 minutes to shake and dry myself, you can have me to eat. So the cot said, I'll take the job on. So he let the still drop down into the vat of beer, and the little moose ran up and out and straight off to its hole. The tomcat sat down and waited 5 minutes, and when the time was up, it saw the little moose's head kicking out of its hole. So the old tomcat said to the little moose, didn't he tell me that if I helped ye to get out of that vat of beer and let ye have 5 minutes to shake and dry yourself, I could have it eat? Aye, aye, said the little moose. But then I was in drink, and folk will say anything when they are in drink.
Did you use the word keek here, Mr. Curry?
Keek, aye.
That's all I need to say, keek.
Have you heard this story? The old schoolmaster that used to be here told it. It was about an old Scotch farmer that went to Paris, and when he got up in the morning, he couldn't get anybody to understand what he wanted. Or rather, when he went to bed at night, he couldn't get anybody to understand what he wanted. And in the morning, when he wakened, there was a cock crowing, and he says, God be thanked, there a Scotch voice now.
This is the story of the bishop that pinched in a country kirk. And on the Monday morning, as he on his road to the station, he saw 2-3 harvesters sitting near cattle. He went forward to them and asked them what they were doing. And they said that they were going to dispose of these cattle to the man that could tell the biggest lie. Ah, said the bishop, that's not right. When I was a boy, I was instructed I was never to tell a lie, and I faithfully carried out the instruction. Give the bishop the cattle, said the harvester.